Chapter 13. The Maison de la Presse was set back off the road opposite the Boulangerie. It was the biggest bookstore and newsagent in Le Bourg. Enzo found a parking place in the market square and wandered across the street. He wore Killian's scarf around his neck to keep out the chill of the morning. It was another stunning fall day, white sparkling frost still lying in the shadows where the sun had not yet fallen. Enzo found the sharp, cold air clearing the fog from a head that was still fuzzy from too much wine the previous evening. Jane Killian had poured with a generous hand during the casseroled meal they had shared at the dining table in the main house. Gently tipsy and mellowed by the wine, she had been disappointed when he took his leave just after 10, pleading fatigue and the need of an early night. And then he had stood in the dark of the chill bedroom above Killian's study, and watched her undress beyond the unshuttered window across the lawn, knowing that she knew he would be watching. And he had found that he was very nearly aroused by the thought. All the newspapers and sports rags were lined up in two revolving racks opposite the counter. It took Enzo only a moment to find a copy of West France. He lifted it out and took it to the counter. A thin-faced, middle-aged woman with short, silvered curls cut close to her head smiled at him.
70 centimes, monsieur.
He handed her a 5-euro bill, and she searched out his change in the till.
You're even better looking in the flesh,
she almost giggled.
So to speak,
and blushed. Enzo looked at her blankly.
I'm sorry?
The photograph they had of you in the paper didn't do you justice.
Oh, yes, he forced a smile. I've been known to crack a few lenses in my time.
It was her turn to look blank, but he pressed on.
Can you tell me, madame, where I might be able to find back copies of West France?
She frowned.
How far back do you want to go?
About 20 years.
And her face uncreased as enlightenment dawned.
Ah, you want to look at coverage of the Killian murder?
The trial, actually.
Oh, well, that would be about 18 years ago now, at Vannes.
Yes.
She shook her head solemnly.
I'm not sure where you'd find editions that old. The bibliothèque in town here usually has the current editions for patrons of the library, but whether or not they keep back copies, I wouldn't know.
She barely paused for breath.
I hear that man's been threatening you already.
Enzo raised his brows in surprise.
What man?
Thibaut Kerjean.
Even though there was no one else in the store, she lowered her voice and leaned confidentially toward Enzo.
He's a bad lot, and done nothing but give this island a bad name. No one likes him, monsieur. They never have.
Except a whole procession of female admirers, apparently.
She folded her arms beneath mean little breasts pressed flat by a blouse 2 sizes too small.
Tramps. Every last one of them.
Agé le Montain, too?
Ha!
The woman tossed back her head in disdain.
Worst of the lot. Everyone knew what was going on between her and Kerjean.
Did they? I heard it was a pretty well-kept secret until Killian stumbled across them out at Fort de Grognon.
No, monsieur. It was the talk of the island. Island.